Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Hey everybody, come on in to episode 108 on the Be Encouraged podcast. Again, this is your host, Jackie Brindle, and I'm so excited to have with me today our guest speaker, Jen Jones. Jen is a mom of four who has been through seasons of her life that led her to a newly published book called Divinely Different, Creating a Significant Life When the Way is Unexpected, Unwanted, and Unknown. This is a book that will speak volumes to anyone in any generation because the reality is we all go through different seasons that kind of pinpoint unexpected situations, unwanted situations, and unknown situations. So whatever your circumstances are, I know Jen and I kind of unpack a little bit about her own life and the hard circumstances she's faced, where she's had to turn her heart towards Jesus and allow God to refine her in those moments of maybe suffering or uncertainty and not allowing it to define her. So I just love that. I know you're going to learn a lot from her as much as I did. I just gleaned from her today and I hope you do too. Go ahead and click the show notes when you're done here. Find out more information about where to find that book and more about Jen. And finally, before we hop into this episode, don't forget to be a good friend of mine and share this episode up on your social media, tag a friend, text somebody today. Don't forget to tag me as well in Instagram world at Jackie B Inspiring. That's J-C-K-I-E, B is in the letter B, I-N-S-P-I-R-I-N-G. So grab your cup of coffee, you guys. Get on your walk or ride or wherever you are in your journey, because today I know when you listen in, you will be encouraged. Let's go. Welcome everybody. I'm so excited to get started and absolutely delighted for all of you to meet our guest speaker today, Jen Jones. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited.
Actually, before we get to the meat and potatoes of our message today, I would like for them to know a little bit more about you, where you're from, that kind of thing, anything that, you know, hobbies, things that you like to do and that type of thing.
Okay. Yeah. So I actually live the complete other side of the country from you. I'm in San Diego, California. So we are like coast to coast, legit here.
Yeah, legit.
And I actually am a native. I haven't always lived here. I went away for college a little bit and moved up the coast. My husband is from Northern California, but I'm back home in San Diego. And it's rare to be a native because, well, it's expensive to live here. So most people are like, but we love it. I've been married to my husband for 23 years. And we do have four kiddos, all teens. We just officially hit the full teen stage because my youngest just turned 13. And then my oldest is 19, who's actually, it's prom week. She's a senior and Saturday is prom. So I just actually was getting her dress fitted. So all the fun teen things and the full life that often brings. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All the firsts for you, I'm sure, in this season, you know, with the prom and the senior and going through all those things. You know, I have a teenager as well, so I can only imagine in two more years what I'll be feeling. So hats off to you, mom. That's going to be hard.
Yeah. It's a combination of grief and gratitude, both. I'm holding both at the same time. And it's a wild ride, but yes.
Yeah. Wild ride. I can't wait to really get into this wild ride of this conversation, because I think you have so much to unpack and share with our listeners today that will just give them insights and practical encouragement to take with them in their day. And, you know, one of the things that I love is that you wrote this book called Divinely Different, Creating a Significant Life When the Way is Unexpected, Unwanted, and Unknown. Like, what a profound title, by the way, Jen. Like, wow, this is such a good, deep, I mean, there's so many things in this title. I'm like, draws me right in. So can you tell me a little bit to start what this heartbeat is behind this writing for those who don't know?
Well, yes, actually, thank you for that. That's very, like, really, really kind. And I'm glad that it, like, sinks in, because when selecting the title, I really cared. I mean, I think any author would, but I think that for me, the greatest gift God ever gave me was different.
Wow.
And different than I expected, different than I had planned for, different than what I actually saw other moms hold. Because my 19-year-old, my firstborn, when she was born with an unexpected diagnosis of Down syndrome. So I got a birth diagnosis, and I just didn't have any idea what life would look like. Mm-hmm. And that is the moment, really, that was very shaping of the trajectory of our lives. And that was the moment that I knew I was being called into different. And that wasn't the first time. So over the course of the last 20 years, there's just been a pull in my heart that has been a divine intersection. The birth of my first child was divine. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. So it was a gift of God into my life, just unexpected.
Yeah.
Unknown. Sure. And honestly, as a first time mom, unwanted. I mean, I think every mom is like, oh, healthy. We want a healthy baby. And so, but I actually have felt a pull in my heart toward different for most of my adult life now. But I've also lived in a world, I think we all live in a world that, that is sometimes saying, yes, stand up, wait, sit down. Yes, be you, wait, fit in, wait, be bold. Oh, that's too much. Oh, like, speak up, no, softer, you know, all of these different things. And it's like, well, which is it? Like, do I fit in or do I be different? And I think God actually is saying, one, be you, and you is unique, and that is divine, and it might look different. And then I've just learned that as I've walked out this life, there is so many circumstances and so many situations and so many times that it's looked different, and I've had to step into the unknown, and I've had to embrace the unexpected, and I've had to, with the strength and help and grace of God, face unwanted things. And it's a choice. It's a choice that I've embraced, and one that I've come to appreciate, because, it's not really different than God's plan, just different than mine so often, but His ways are higher than mine. And His thoughts are so much higher. And so as I have actually let go of control, embraced trust, I have found the journey to be divine.
I love that word divine. You said that over and over. And I've heard you even say that as I listen, and I'm just like, oh, even when you say it, it just sounds so sweet, like honey, like divine. And I just want to like rest in that divine. What does that mean to you when you say it? I don't know.
Oh, it is lovely. It feels God sent.
Mm.
It does feel like honey on my lips, actually. You actually said it really. It yeah. Is it's so sweet yet so savory, and it satisfies. It satisfies because He is the divine. I mean, God is the divine. And I just feel like when that intersects in my life, and I can recognize, like, oh, this is supernatural. Oh, this is not by chance. So it does help me navigate the obstacles of life, or the curveballs, or the circumstances that are those, it's not supposed to be this way type of moments, because I see it's like His intervention going, wait, perhaps I'm doing something here. And it just shifts my perspective a little bit, and enables me to rest in His grace and trust His process that is sometimes a little bit different than mine.
It's even so practical, even in the day to day, like a divine appointment almost. Like, yes. So if you're in the waiting room and you're like, good Lord, why does this not move fast enough? You know, and you're sitting next to somebody, well, maybe you're just meant to pray for them, or maybe it's just this divine appointment. Like, I almost look forward to the waiting rooms, like dentist office and things, because I'm like, who am I going to meet? Like, this is, you know, I'm just the weird one. So I just will talk in the social, you know, I'm just a social person. It's awkward. I'm going to talk, you know, but I will tell you, I think it's when we take that boldness, that little nudge that, you know, God is calling you to do something in the different, like you said, to be divine. I think even, you know, when I think about this also, so many biblical characters come to mind, especially with the unexpected. So you said unexpected. And I can think of Mary and her sweet obedience, you know, to the Lord. And I know that's just such a, maybe it's an overused term of, okay, Mary was obedient. She listened to God, but it's so not like, she was so not like, wait, what? You know, like if you actually have an angel come to you and say, you're going to have a baby, like what? So unexpected. And I think it gives us hope with knowing that Mary wasn't, she's not the only unexpected person that's going to go through something divine that's God going to use. That's different. Mm-hmm. I just love your passion to tell other people, because it happens to us all the time. And I think people sometimes feel alone in the unexpected. And, you know, I'm thankful Mary had Elizabeth. I mean, she had her cousin, you know what I mean? She had another sister saying, hey, come on, I'm doing this and I'm old. You know what I mean? So right. I think we all have, across generations, can pull each other along in these unexpected. You just make my mind think so much on so many different biblical characters. What do you come to mind for you in that sense?
Yeah, I think, and like, as you were speaking of Mary, it really, and her, you know, her divine conception.
Yeah.
She moved from, why God, to okay, what Lord? And I think that is what I have learned, is to instead of wringing my hands, fists pumped in the air, like, why me, or why now, or why not the way I thought? It's more like, okay, perhaps the Lord is doing something better than I imagined, like according to Ephesians 3:20, which says he will do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond whatever you hope, ask, or imagine. And I actually think of this, of Jonathan and the story in 1 Samuel, and he was the son of Saul, and they were being defeated, and for whatever reason, Saul was like shrinking back from wanting to fight the Philistines. I think it was the Philistines. And Jonathan actually had like a greater belief in God and what he could do. And so he like came up with this like radical, crazy plan to come out from hiding with, he had an armor bearer, and the armor bearer's like, okay, I guess I'll go with you. But to like go out from hiding, out of the hole that they were in, and really actually present themselves in broad daylight to the opposing army. And he made a statement, and it's 1 Samuel, I feel like it's 14:6. And he says, perhaps the Lord will work on our behalf. And it has just stuck with me. And God did. On that day, God saved Israel, because it was just such a radical plan. And actually what ended up happening was an earthquake. And so the other army was actually completely defeated. But it makes me sometimes go, when like I'm in these moments that are very unexpected, oh, perhaps. And that one word elevates my perspective to trust in Jesus and to actually see him in my circumstance. It actually helps me overcome my fear with faith. Like, oh, well, perhaps actually God is in this, and God is doing this. And even if this is not, I mean, you know, even if this is an enemy attack, God is greater and he is with me. So no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And so that I often think of Jonathan, actually, so random for Old Testament, but perhaps God is doing something on my behalf here. And on that day, the Lord saved Israel. So it always gives me encouragement to go, okay, Lord, you're going to save this circumstance, and it's going to be a victory. It's not going to take me down.
Oh my goodness. It's so good. It's so good for all of us listening today. Like, listen, perhaps today, perhaps maybe stuck in traffic, but perhaps you got some bad news. Perhaps you're breaking out and it just feels like you just want to go inward and whatever, you know, circumstances that you're going through, but God is saying, but perhaps I'm on your behalf and perhaps that I'm going to work it out for my good and my glory. And I just love that testimony of just like using a person that wasn't even supposed to even be the one. And I just think God wants to, I think we see ourselves like that. Like, are you sure you want to use me?
Totally. Right.
Yes. And I love that because it even like piggybacking off of that reminds me too of, you know, you talked about the unwanted, you know, and that just stirs so many different thoughts in my head. And I don't think it's necessarily the thing, the noun that's unwanted. It's the idea that's unwanted. It's like this thing, this barrier that we have, like you said it very so beautifully before, like we have this picture of what we want our way, but you mentioned the truth of God, like it's his way that's greater and beyond measure that we can even think or imagine, like in Ephesians. And it's not just a verse, it's literally the truth, the word, God breathed word for us to carry with us. And I think, you know, when we're facing the unwanted, I mean, gosh, I just think, what are my unwanted thoughts? Like, Lord, check that on me, you know, change that perspective. Well, I think,
yes, because I think we just, we don't want to suffer. Mm. We don't want pain. And so to your point, it's not the noun. It's not the actual thing. It's what we think the thing might produce in our life, which might be painful or difficult or, it wasn't that I didn't want my daughter. She's the greatest gift God ever gave me. She turned our lives around for the good. She brings incredible delight. I didn't want her to be rejected her whole life. Mm. I didn't want to have her suffer. I didn't, I didn't know. There was so much of it was unknown. I wanted her to have a quality of life. And, you know, don't Google, because Google will tell you all kinds of things that aren't even true. So it's just like, even if we don't have a child with a like diagnosis like that, as moms, we would love for everyone to just get to avoid pain. We'll take it, right? And then in even our own life, these circumstances that pop up, we're like, oh, that's gonna hurt, or that feels like betrayal again, and ouch, I barely am recovering from the last one, or whatever we want to avoid. And I just think that actually suffering doesn't deny the promise of our future. In fact, it refines it and it produces it. And we suffer because we are often being equipped for our calling. I mean, we suffer because we bear the image of Christ and he suffered and he asks us to join in his sufferings, right? When we become one in him, because we invite him into our life and he saves us, but we are becoming equipped and his heart for us is completion. And so sometimes we have to walk out the hard road so that we can actually become less self-reliant and more dependent. I am a better mom than I think I would have been because I actually had no like skills for what ended up being delivered to me on that day. And it really thrust me, not that I would have if it was a typical baby, but I mean, at least there's all those books, you know, what to know, what is it, what to expect when you're expecting all these things. I was like, well, that this is all irrelevant. Lord, help. And it really has equipped me for my calling as a mom. And then honestly, the faith that it increased in me, it's always in my rearview mirror. And often when I'm looking forward, I'm like, oh yeah, he's delivered before, he'll do it again. And it is better than I imagine. It is always Ephesians 3:20.
Wow. It's so good. I feel like too, even in those unwanted, like I'm going to go again into the moments that you're speaking of in your book, but the unknown too, you know, it just goes so beautifully all together. All these things are so divine because like you said, because he can make it sweet like honey. He can make all these little different things so good. And I keep thinking about like the unknown, also like the waiting patiently part of life, like be patient. I just hear the Lord say, Jackie, be patient. So many times throughout either the day or the season. And okay. I'm not a good patient person. If you listen to me long enough on these podcasts, that's the one thing I think the Lord keeps testing me. One day I'll pass. We'll see. But I will say that, you know, being brave and courageous and waiting patiently on the Lord, like Psalm 27:14 says, or like Psalm 41 says, or to be still and know another Psalm, you know, the Lord continues to show up in people's lives in a way that he says, okay, wait patiently. But he also gives this command of be brave and courageous, because he knows you are going through some things that you're going to want to back down. You're going to want to defend and deny, or whatever it might be, or turn away or coward, you know, down. But the Lord is asking you right now to hold up the shield of faith. And it doesn't matter how long he's going to ask you to hold that shield up, but he is going to, because he has a purpose for you. So wait on him. And I think I love this story because you're a beautiful mom of four. I mean, you don't even look like you had four kids, my gosh. And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, let's all be patient, you know, because he has greater things on the other side. And that's so true. It's so true. And I think, you know, it's like a cycle. We're all going to face these different unknowns, unexpected. Like we were talking about, even in our initial conversation, we talked about it just being so cyclical. You know, I can think like your story, it resonates to so many different parts of my life. So many different things that circles back around the big things. I mean, I don't mean like the little things, but like the big things that change you and shift in your heart towards God, towards Jesus. And I want to know, how can others, you know, defeat the enemy as they're going through the unknown, the unexpected, the unwanted? How can they walk through that spiritually and physically to like, what is it? What's your advice, girl?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just want to say this to those who are waiting. Just because you don't know now does not mean you're not going to know. Mm-hmm. And so often that waiting season is an opportunity to practice the presence of God and the deeper work that God is doing in you is often preparation for the broader work that he wants to do through you. And so that's like the hope in the waiting season is, oh, okay, we're going to sit here and we're going to let God sink in deep, this presence in my life. I'm open. What do you want to do? Because the deeper he does his work in you, the broader he will do his work through you. And I think that like, that's part of the significant life. I mean, success is about us, but significance is about the impact that we make on others. And we all desire to live a significant life. So sometimes that waiting season is actually necessary for you to go and do the work that God has called you to do. So that's how I feel about waiting. As much as I still sometimes I'm like a toddler, you know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And, but I would say I try to practice that. I mean, that I will tell myself that statement, like, okay, just because I don't know now doesn't mean I'm not going to know. He is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would deny his promises. He will deliver on his promises. And we just have to sit in that and actually focus. I mean, I guess that's one thing that I would say. So one practical, whatever that I would share is to focus on the promise instead of the problem.
Wow, that's good.
And that means you have to journal it out. I'm a big one for journaling. If you have to journal out the promises, if you just take 5 minutes in the morning and like write out the things that you just know that you've heard God say, or the things that are in your heart, or even that you're wrestling through, if you just write it out and like, and then begin to focus on the promise more than the problem, it will increase your faith. It will increase your faith. So
how has it increased your faith? I love this idea of just journaling it out. Like, how has it increased your faith in your life?
Oh my goodness. I actually save all of my journals, and I've looked back on them at times when I'm like wrestling with where God has me, or being uncertain on what's going on. And actually it creates like an endurance. Well, we know this. It's like the perseverance that produces.
Yeah,
James. And so I actually end up wrestling less because I have pages full of fulfilled promises. I think the other thing that journaling does as in increasing our faith, it also gets us out of our heads. I know the word says to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And when we continue to stew on it, it's really hard to do that. It's like kind of even still back here. And sometimes you're like going on through your day and you're like, man, why do I feel this way? And you're like, oh, cause this is actually what I have this thought that I keep like recycling. And so for me, journaling, sometimes it's like, gets it out, pen to paper. Okay, Lord, there it is. I've said it. We're done. And it enables us to just actually practically continue to move forward and then let the Lord fill our thoughts with the things that are more divine as we keep going back to.
No, I love that. I think even like to piggyback off that, I mean, if you are searching for some inspiration, I mean, you mentioned the Old Testament, but I'm telling you what, get in there. You know, whoever is listening, I'm telling you, it's so good. I was just going through the Kings through my course study that I'm doing for leadership, and it's incredible the amount of things that you can learn from like negative leadership to compared to, you know, other things. And it just the character building that you see God do in people who go through unwanted experiences or unexpected experiences. I mean, you talk about Job. I mean, my goodness, you know, Satan was like, I'm going to take it all. Watch him not even turn back to you, God. And he did. God, Job was, I don't even know if I can go through that much pain in my life and lose that much in my life that this man Job had gone through and still be, say, I'm faithful following God, because, you know, following Jesus, because I think, you know, he lost so much, but I hope at the end of my life, my prayer is that I get there and, you know, no matter what, into any hard season, that I turn to Jesus. I think if that's what you're wrestling with today is, do I turn to him through this experience? I mean, listen to Jen, listen to her story, listen to the people in the word, write it out, read about it, get to know it. I mean, it's going to be worth it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. And like divine experiences, I mean, that you've had throughout your life. Is there anything that through, I know you love to be fit, so we're just going to switch gears a little bit. I know you love to work out spiritually and physically. So yes, there's that spiritual aspect, but what helps you, you know, to build a healthier lifestyle?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's all about habits. And I actually think it's so parallel physically and spiritually. And I don't think it has to happen all at once. I mean, I know in the physical realm, sometimes we are defeated and we never quite create the life that the physical life that we hope for, because day one, we like go buy the new outfit, get the new shoes, sign up for all the classes, you know, stock our fridge, say we're going to meal prep and, you know, have gallons of water. And by day three, we're like, woo, and we don't see results. So then we're even like, oh, forget it. It's not even working. It's like, that's so much. How about wear your old clothes and go for a walk and, you know, have, try drinking, you know, 64 ounces of water. Then day two, how about like maybe eat every 2.5 hours, you know, just building habit at a time so that you can focus on the progress of it all. Instead of just this ideal picture, and then you turn around twice and you have one, you actually like it because it's become a part of your life and you are experiencing the upsides of it without feeling so defeated. And then you create a lifestyle of physical health that I know for me, it's important because it just, God gave us this body and I want to fulfill my mission and I'm going to take care of it. He died for it. And I just find that when I'm aligned, even physically, it's almost like a foundation. And even sometimes it helps me align spiritually just because I feel better with how I'm fueling my body. And there is obviously some science to how we were created. But then also I think that same thing is true on the spiritual fitness. It's like, you don't have to like read all of 1 Kings today, maybe download the YouVersion Bible app and do one of their like 5-minute plans, maybe get a journal and write for 5 minutes after you read the scripture of the day, and you'll turn around twice and you'll begin to like have an appetite for it. You'll desire it more and you'll have an incredible, all these spiritual disciplines. You know, maybe you don't have to volunteer every single Sunday out the gate. Maybe it's like, hey, what can I do to serve once a month in my local body, you know, my local church? And again, just one habit at a time. And I feel like that's where transformation really occurs, is when we just stack one habit at a time. And I do think that they're very parallel. The better we feel physically, the more in tune we are to desire, you know, a better life spiritually, and vice versa. Sometimes people grow spiritually and have these convictions and aha moments, and then they decide to take care of themselves physically, but it is a process and it is a journey and it's not perfect and it's not a one and done. I say health is like the laundry. It's never done. So is our spiritual life. We never arrive and like, oh, I have it figured out. It's the cycle you referred to earlier that, you know, you're going to be like all promises fulfilled, having a great day. And, you know, maybe a year later, maybe months later, who knows, maybe you'll have a long season and then something will be disrupted because that's life, this side of heaven. It will not be perfect until we're in heaven.
Oh, I love that. It does go back to everything you said about divine different, because everyone's lifestyle is going to be so different to what they do that motivates them to get up and to exercise and to meet their physical goals, as well as, you know, what they're going to do to meet their spiritual goals. And, you know, but also in all those things, listen, I want you guys to lean in a little bit. I think all of these things are going to help you in the long run when you face the unexpected, when you face the unwanted, and when you face, you know, all the things that we just had talked about in the unknown. If you can get those things down, you know, even a little bit in the season that you have, a little bit goes a long way, don't you think?
Oh, I mean, yes, I absolutely think so. Because when you let Jesus fill your cup, there will always be overflow. There will be overflow, and you will not. He will never allow you to go empty. You might feel a little depleted at times. So it's not like you're just gonna, it's not about being happy, but there can be joy, because what joy is just really the assurance of Jesus that he's got you, that he has got you. And so, yeah, I 100%. Agree with you that it will.
You talked about joy in the very beginning, Jen. Remember that? Like, you were talking about, like, oh, I have joy, but I'm also holding grief. We can have those things. They are so intertwined sometimes. We can be going through the thing that makes our heart absolutely break and we don't know what to do, but yet we can see the joy in our kids' smiles. And although things might be unwanted, unexpected, unknown, God has given you so much. I know he has blessed you. You've come to this Be Encouraged community today for not an accident. You're here. You're meant to be here today. You're meant to know that you belong, that there's a divine purpose in you. And it's okay if it looks different, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In fact, be encouraged when it is different, because God is working on your behalf and he is divinely crafting he wants you whole and complete, lacking nothing. That's what he is doing. So I actually would be encouraged if it's, this is so countercultural and so counterintuitive, but if there's a little disruption in your life right now, if there is something that you're facing that you have no idea how you're going to do this or how it's going to work out, I want you to be encouraged to know that there's a miracle that can happen if you will actually just surrender to the process and invite Jesus into the situation. He will provide, and he will make a way. And it will be very clear. And all you have to do is listen to Jesus and do what he says.
Oh gosh, my heart is pounding. I want this to stir you up today, you guys. Like, let's go. Let's rise up. I just feel like this gets me so excited. You're right. Like, different, think divine. Different, think let's go. Okay. Disruption, God's got it. Like, I love that mindset, that little perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps it's not going to look like this all day. Perhaps God's going to do something like a miracle in this situation. So good.
Yeah. Amen, girl. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't even know.
So be it. Let it be done.
I think we're going to drop the mic right now. I love that, because when any thoughts of the enemy are coming at us, I just think remembering that truth that it's not, we can't keep it. Look up, just look up and invite Jesus into it. You know, what is your final, I mean, I guess that was a good final encouragement, but if you had anything else about your divine advice or where we can find more about you and that kind of thing as well, I want to give the listeners today some place to place their feet on, ground them a little bit of where they can find more information about you and also know any last words of encouragement.
Yeah, I just think that I want you to know that, Your life matters and your story matters, every single part of it. So where you find yourself right now in this journey, no matter if it feels insignificant or not, no matter if you are feeling a little wobbly, or even if you're feeling strong, know that that's exactly where God wants you to be. Grab on tight to him. I love what you just said. Look up, have an elevated perspective. Keep him at the center of it. And I guarantee, I mean, it is his promise that it's going to lead to hope, that he is going to prosper you, that he's not going to harm you, right? And that there is an incredible future on the other side of whatever it is that you're walking through, because that's, you're just walking through it. You're just walking through. So don't build a tent where you are, right? Don't like camp out. Don't get stuck there and start decorating the dark place. You're just passing through. You're passing through. And there is a tomorrow coming. So you can find me. I mean, I love to hang out on Instagram the most. So you can find me at Jen Jones times 4, because, well, the 4 kids. And then I also do have a website. It's called jenjonesdirect.com. You can find me there. And then when the book releases on May 20th, it's going to be on Amazon. So you'll be able to find Divinely Different there on Amazon and also Audible. But either way, that's
the best place to
find me.
I love it. There's lots of wonderful ways, and you can go ahead and check out all those things in the show notes, you guys. I know I'll be picking up a copy, because I think, listen, like we said before, there are cycles and we're going to go through it. This is going to be a book I feel like I'm going to keep picking up and picking up for the rest of my life to give me some Jen Jones encouragement. So thank you so much, Jen, for coming on and encouraging us all.
Oh, so good to be with you, Jackie. You're kindred to me, girl. You're an easy connect, and it's just been a pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Hey, everybody. Wasn't that awesome? What a great encourager she was. You know, if you want to be a great encourager yourself, don't forget to go ahead and write a raving review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can be reached just like you. And I know that if this touched your life today in some special way, don't forget to share it with somebody, like a family member or on social media. And I would greatly appreciate that. And don't forget, this Be Encouraged podcast will air every other Monday. So yes, Monday's the day, and every other Monday will be a new encouraging episode just for your ears to listen to point the needle forward, push the needle forward so that you can be encouraged. Thanks again, friends, for listening into today's episode, and I can't wait to have you back here again.